This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that domestic abusers cannot own guns. The 8-1 decision upholds a 30-year-old law that bars those with restraining orders for domestic abuse from owning firearms. Justice Clarence Thomas filed a lone dissent. Steve Vladek, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, said, "The court's ruling today leaves intact a specific federal criminal prohibition on gun possession by those subject to domestic violence-related restraining orders, but there are dozens of other federal and state gun regulations that have been challenged since the court's 2022 ruling. The harder cases, like whether Congress can prohibit all felons or all drug offenders from possessing firearms, are still to come." The decision could help shore up similar federal gun regulations that have been challenged since the Supreme Court vastly expanded gun rights in 2022. That ruling caused substantial confusion for lower court judges reviewing Second Amendment lawsuits. Chief Justice John Roberts, in the majority opinion, responded to the idea that the High Court's previous decisions have locked judges into specific laws that were on the books at the time of the Second Amendment's enactment. Roberts said that some lower courts have misunderstood the methodology of our recent Second Amendment cases. Roberts wrote, "Our tradition of firearm regulation allows the government to disarm individuals who present a credible threat to the physical safety of others," Roberts said. At issue is a 1994 law that bars people who are the subject of domestic violence restraining orders from possessing guns. A Texas man, Zaki Rahimi, was convicted for violating that law following a series of shootings, including one in which police said he fired into the air at a Whataburger restaurant after a friend's credit card was declined. Rahimi's lawyers claimed that the Supreme Court's blockbuster decision 2 years ago meant that the law on domestic violence orders could not be squared with the Constitution. But the Biden administration and domestic violence victims groups noted there were founding-era laws that prohibited dangerous Americans from possessing guns. In other words, they said, when viewed more generally, there were laws that could meet the court's new history-based test. Women who are subject to domestic abuse are 5 times more likely to die at the hands of their abuser if there is a gun in the home, victims groups told the Supreme Court. A dinosaur that roamed Montana had huge blade-like horns, and it's been named after the Norse god Loki. Lociceratops rangiformis is an entirely new dinosaur previously undiscovered by paleontologists, scientists said in a journal Thursday. Lociceratops rangiformis ranged 78 million years ago through swamplands of modern-day Montana. With the discovery of Lociceratops fossil, the dinosaur is so unusual that scientists have likened it to the god of mischief himself. At more than 20 feet long and weighing 5 tons, the hulking herbivore had a pair of 2-foot-long blade-shaped horns on its majestic frill-shaped head. It also had 2 more 16-inch horns above its eyes, and perhaps more than a dozen other horns dotted around its face, like some sort of spiky crown. Lociceratops rangiformis is an entirely new dinosaur, although some paleontologists think it's just a variation on another type of Ceratopsidae, the family of dinosaurs that includes the iconic Triceratops. The Lociceratops had at least 12 smaller horns coming from its head, perhaps even 14, whereas another similar-looking dinosaur, the Medusaceratops, only had 10. The fossil of the late Cretaceous beast was found in the Badlands of Montana, a part of the western U.S. with one of the highest concentrations of dinosaur fossils on Earth. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.